Labour leader is vowing to restore standards in public life, and he wants a Labour government to be one of service rather than one that only cares about itself.
Politics shouldn't be a hobby, a pastime for people who enjoy the feeling of power. And nor should it be a sermon from on high, a self-regarding lecture, vanity dressed up as virtue.
Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, Donald Trump and Stephen Hawking are among those named in court documents relating to Ghislaine Maxwell, her relationship with Jeffrey Epstein and alleged victims of sexual abuse. The newly unsealed court documents name dozens of Epstein's associates, although many of them are not accused of any wrongdoing. Japan's Prime Minister insists the search for survivors must continue despite 3 days on from a series of devastating earthquakes in the west of the country. A so-called 72-hour survival window has now passed. At least 84 people have been killed. Our Asia correspondent, Helen Ann Smith, is in Wajima, one of the worst-hit areas.
Street after street after street in this city. There is barely a building that looks in sound condition. Some of them are still standing, but they have all lost windows, they've lost doors. They look unstable, and it is really, really cold here. Yesterday, it rained all day long.
A 49-year-old man's been arrested after reports shots were fired at three locations in Liverpool last night. A major incident was declared. No one was injured. The boss of Next says Houthi attacks on ships in the Red Sea could push up prices for UK shoppers. Lord Wolfson says delivery delays are also likely if vessels are forced to bypass the busy shipping region. And Britney Spears says she'll never return to the music industry. The 42-year-old responded to US reports she's preparing to record her 10th studio album. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Kylie Minogue with Come Into My World. Just coming up to 12.06, you're coming into my radio world. What else is coming up today on Phoenix FM? Plenty more fantastic shows. After me, you have got Siobhan's here, Copeland, with 1-2-3, lunchtime interviews, news and great music. Then Joe Bailey's here with Drive Time, bringing you home with live sessions and travel, plus her guest as well, who is local yoga teacher Michelle Spencer. She's going to be talking about mindfulness and well-being, so that might be something you want to start the year off with, maybe looking at getting into yoga. 98 Not Out, their local, national and international cricket news with the wonderful Darren Mutu at 6 p.m. 7 p.m. the non-league hour with John Chubb, presenting 2 hours of news from our local non-league football teams. Then at 8 p.m. you've got Bumper to Bumper, a trawl through Indian alternative from the 1960s onwards with Gareth Williams. And then the night shift at 10 p.m. a brand new country music show with the one and only Madeline Christie. That's all coming up on Phoenix FM. It's Girls Aloud. Love Machine.
Ladies, you're damn right. You can't read a man's mind. We're living in two tribes and heading for war. Nobody's perfect. We all gotta work it. As fellas, we're worth it. So don't break the law. Fight back and left, go Eskimo.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
Now, I did see a tweet this morning from Martin. I've got to try and find his name now. Martin Lewis, there we go, which was about, remember I was talking about the HRMC yesterday, talking about, you know, if you sell stuff online and, you know, what's going to be happening. But, and people are getting a bit worried, you know, if you're selling like your tops and stuff secondhand and maybe you've got a handbag, you put it online. So this is what he said. He said, many are worried after reports that Etsy, eBay, Vinted will start automatically passing sales info onto HM Revenue. To set your mind at rest, there's a full guide. If you go onto Twitter, you'll be able to find it there. But he said, there is no new tax. Unless you're trading, selling your old stuff isn't taxed, and only sales over £1,700 or more than 30 items a year are reported. So if you're just somebody who's clearing stuff out, you know, you've got maybe, you know, you've got bits and pieces that you're getting rid of, blah, 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 then you don't need to worry. So only sales over £1,700 or more than 30 items a year are reported. And I know a lot of people just sell little bits and pieces on different, you know, different sites. I think it's all it'll mean, possibly, is that people just go to boot sales and sell stuff for cash. You know, and that will be that. That'll be that. Because most people who do sell the little bits and pieces, they're doing it for a bit of pin money. And they're also doing it, the same pin money, but they might be doing it to maybe pay for a holiday, or maybe you bought some jewellery, or you might have got some garden furniture or something. Whatever you're selling, and you think, oh yeah, I might be able to make this on this, and I can sell that, because I've already paid for it, so I'm going to sell it, and then make some money to, you know, I don't know anybody that's that sells on these sites as a business, although I do buy stuff from Etsy and have done from businesses. And that's, you know, but most people on that I know that use eBay just sort of buy stuff that's secondhand. Anyway, so just be aware, there's no new tax. Unless you're trading, selling your old stuff isn't taxed, and only sales over £1,700 or more than 30 items a year are reported. So hopefully that puts your mind at rest. Here's George Bone with Valencia.
Dreaming days for two, but we should have fallen in love. Cause I got a plane ticket just for you. I tell you, I've been feeling so alone. I've been trying to do it on my own. Everywhere I go, with you be home. Everywhere I go, I wish I was in Valencia with you. Sun is shining, we got nothing left to prove. Time has gone since you're gone from my view. You'll be the one to stay. We could get away. Find a bar with you
I've been feeling so alone. I've been trying to do it on my own. Everywhere I go, with you be home. Everywhere I go, whoa. I wish I was in Valencia with you. Sun is shining, we got nothing left to do. We got nothing. Turn my stars into gold for my blue.
That is our Outcast with Hey Ya. Coming up next, I've got one of my favourite tracks by Thin Lizzy, which is called Sarah, and it is today, back in 1986, we lost rock legend Phil Lynott. He was only 36, founder of Thin Lizzy. He was a songwriter, lead guitarist and bassist for the band. He collapsed at his home after a drink and drug binge on Christmas Day, and he died in hospital from heart failure. And there's a really interesting documentary about Phil, and also his mum talks about him as well. And he's just such a great songwriter. And I love Boys Are Back in Town, Whiskey in a Jar. They're like the classic tracks, but Sarah for me, I think, is just an amazing track. And I can't believe it's 1986 that he passed away and left behind such a fantastic legacy of music. So here he is. This is Thin Lizzy and Sarah. Isn't that gorgeous? Oh, I'd love to play that on guitar. That is Thin Lizzy with Sarah. Francesca just said, are we doing a special? No. I was just saying there's no special on Thin Lizzy, but you can actually find the documentary, which his mum was involved with, which was on probably about 10 years ago. It's really interesting about Phil's life and his writing and everything else and growing up in Ireland. And I think that's one of the things when I went to Ireland and I was walking across, because I lived out there for a good few years, you know, and I went, oh, this is the bridge where he sung, I think Sarah, no, was it Sarah, one of the things where he's walking across the bridge, and I can't remember, it's called the Halfpenny Bridge, I can't remember, because the thing is, when you live there, when you're first in Dublin, you're kind of like, oh, there's a, you know, that's a landmark. Ooh, and then once you've been there about a couple of months, you're like, get out of my way, you tourist. I'm trying to get my shopping. Because my nearest shopping to me really was Anger Street. I was literally, and you know what? I can tell that I've not lived there a while because I used to say Anger, and I say Anger Street now. I used to say Anger Street. I got a little bit of an Irish lilt on my accent when I came back. I still say no worries, which was something I picked up in Dublin, and your man. I still say that sometimes. Instead of saying your friend, you'd say your man said it, you know, your man. That's another one. And there was a few bits I picked up. Do you remember when I first went to live in Dublin and people spoke to me, I couldn't understand. My brain wouldn't process it. And after I'd been there a while, it started to sink in. But if somebody had a very strong Dublin accent, or they're from Cork, or it took a while for it to sink in for me to understand. And also the names out there, you've got names like Orla and Fauntshire and Porrick, and you can't, you know, you look at them written down, you can't pronounce them. I used to get in terrible trouble for that. But then again, you get used to it. I mean, I was there for 5 years. After 5 years, I was absolutely fine. He was really? That's amazing. Oh, I can't say that on air, but that's an amazing little story about Phil. Yeah. No, I check out, if you want to, Phil of Line, you check it out online on YouTube. You'll still probably be able to find it, the documentary his mum did to talk about his music and his life. Just coming up to 12:30, I'll be back with some traffic and some travel, but let's have a little bit of Mika. This is We Are Golden.
Sun, what's to live for? And you can see what I've done. Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the roads. There are some roadworks in Brentwood at the moment on the A1023. Just be aware, in both directions, temporary traffic signals, London Road at Spittle Lane. It does get pretty clogged up there. If you can avoid it, you do yourself a favour. Very busy around Wilson's Corner in all directions at the moment as well. Heading up the A12 towards Brentwood is clear. To Chelmsford is clear. Coming back through, no problem at all. Very busy around Ingatestone at the moment, around Stock Lane and also on, let's have a look, where's that road there? The B1002. It's a little bit busy, just might be sheer weight of traffic. If you're heading down towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, no problems there at the moment. If you're heading up towards the M11 again, no issues there. You'll get more traffic and travel with Siobhan after 1 o'clock.
It's giving me the butterflies, and my heart beats racing, 'cause loving you is beautiful, and you're so irresistible. So don't stop, what you're doing, baby, so good, and it drives me crazy. One touch, I'm in heaven, yeah, 'cause loving you so beautiful, baby, 'cause you are all I need to get
Club 7, I like that. Why is my head so itchy? Oh dear, it's very, very itchy today. I don't know what I'm going to do with all those books. Got so many books. I've got loads in the car. Basically, I've been clearing out I've realised I've got so many books. If I had a library or maybe lived in a stately home, then maybe I could keep most of them. Most of them like self-help books or lose weight books or dress nicely, but they're so out of date. They're from about 15 or 20 years ago, so they're no good now. Some of the recipe books I'm going to keep, obviously. I love having recipe books. There's a few things that I cook that I really enjoy, but I might go through. Sometimes it's good to go through sort of you know, like Delia Smith books or Nigella Lawson, or whether it be Jamie Oliver, and have a look at some of the old recipes and try them out again. Yeah, or some quick meals. I've been looking at a lot of vegan meals lately. I do want to give them a go, actually. But, you know, we'll see. I do like chickpeas. I don't like tinned chickpeas. And I'm sure they use that kind of thing in hummus, which I adore. But I don't like tinned chickpeas. I've tried to make hummus before. It always goes horribly wrong. It's like vile. I don't know if the shop-bought one has, maybe it's got honey or something sweet in it. But when I've made it at home, I had to throw it in the bin.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Hospices do more than just help people at the end of their lives. They provide social groups, family support, care at home and care in the hospice for patients, their families and carers. St Francis Hospice is your local hospice, supporting the people of Havering, Brentwood, Redbridge and Barking and Dagenham for the past 35 years. We're here whenever you need us, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To find out more, visit us at sfh.org. UK.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Lock me up and throw away the key. He knows how to get the best out of me. A no force for the world to see. Train my whole life just to be.
To hold you, they can't tell, but I love you. 'Cause you're loyal, baby. I love when you're submissive. You love it when I break skin. You feel pain without flinching. So say.
it was all green lights. It was just you and I. When something dies doesn't mean that it's over. We're not like them, we don't have to be cold as ice. We could be you and I. So take my hand for the last time and find my eyes with yours. I'm all out of fight. My heart will always know your name. I'm all out of love. But look at all the love we made. I'm all out of life. Oh, babe, it's killing me to say. I'm all out of love. I'm all out of life. I'm all out of fight. We were two broken parts from the same old junkyard, battered and bruised, and we tried so goddamn hard to be you and I. I'm proud of us, babe, 'cause we held through the pain, and when everything hurt, we still ran through the rain and the night. That was you and I. So come here close for the last time.
It's a beautiful song by Pink with All Out of Fight. There was a really lovely video of her on stage with her daughter as well, who's singing. She's got a great voice too. I remember seeing a video of Pink flying in on a wire and singing. And she was doing some sort of acrobatics and still singing with that great voice of hers. It's like, it's sometimes just getting up on stage and singing is enough, let alone flying in on a wire. How would you feel if you were out in space? Somebody put up a picture earlier and they said, how do you feel today? And I said, well, if I'm out in space, I don't know if I would be... Because you are falling, aren't you, basically? If you're floating in space, you're falling towards the Earth, aren't you? That's what you're doing, kind of, but you're caught up in a sort of gravitational pull, but you're going at fair speed. I don't know, but see, I don't like heights, so I always think you're going to float away. I don't like those films. They make my nerves bad. But yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. It would be nice if space travel was very, very safe, then I would love to go, maybe for a day. Not for any longer than that, because I think I'd probably get bored. And also, if they had a machine on board that could do the gravity so you can walk around normally, which they haven't got at the moment. But they might do, probably not in my lifetime, but you know what I mean. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know being out in space. I like it when they do the spacewalk. Sometimes you can watch them, can't you, live and things. But no, not for me. I don't like heights, and there's a long way to fall. I mean, you could literally be, I don't know, screaming for hours, probably. I wonder from the space station, in fact, I wonder if that is anything. If you fell from the space station, obviously you'd burn up before you got to the Earth, but I wonder how long it would take. How long would it take if you fell from the space station to Earth? There we go. How long would it take to fall from space and until you hit the ground? Well, you wouldn't. You burn up, wouldn't you? Several factors, including the altitude. Let's have a look. If you define space as starting at 100,000 metres and you were to ignore air resistance, it would take about 2 minutes 23 seconds for you to hit the ground. Well, anyway, just the things you know, just things that you might want to know. I don't know why you want to know that, but you're getting that information. Hopefully that's correct. Just read the first thing I found on Google. That's obviously going to be correct. Here is Bob Marley and the Wailers. This is This Love. Tuning in today. I'll be back tomorrow from 10. Stay tuned because you've got Siobhan Copeland coming up next with a great 2 hours, plus Joe Bailey coming up with the Drive Time show as well. Loads more on Phoenix FM. Check out the website. And also, if you want to be part of our newsletter, or you want to read it basically, all you need to do is go onto our website and sign up, and you'll get a newsletter from us each month letting you know what's going on and what we've been up to. I'll be back tomorrow at 10. Have a great afternoon.
The look of love.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay.